Well, the Black Country Living Museum was a collection of, it's a collection of buildings from all around the Black Country. They have to come from the Black Country. It was started in the late 1960s, I think it was, by a group of enthusiastic people who just wanted to start a museum, wanted to start something up to keep the Black Country alive. So they actually started it in a corner of a library in Dudley. And then eventually they wanted to set up a site, and the council gave them this land because they didn't know what else to do with it, basically. So they said, you can have that, and they set the museum up from that. So it was in the late 60s. And since then, it's just developed and got bigger and bigger and bigger. I think the chainmaker's shop was one of the first. The sweet shop and the... I don't know whether it was the sweet shop and the cake shop or the general store over the road. Oh, yeah, and the chapel. I think that was one of the first. Yeah. The village... Yeah, the bit in the village, in the middle of the village started first, then it spread out after that. I don't think we're going to be putting any more buildings up at the moment, but maybe in the future there'll be some more. We've got a new director now, and I don't know whether we're going to build any more buildings at the moment. There's the road just up here from by the nail shop that's not original. That's actually a replica because they wouldn't give us those buildings. Mm. There's still people living in them now, but they liked the houses and they liked the style of them. And they backed onto a canal the same as this does. So they made replicas. They found some bricks that were actually made the same time and the same bricks that were the houses they wanted, and they reproduced it from there. But most of them are original buildings, come from, like I say, around the Black Country.